This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for the party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has assured that welfare of farmers is a top priority of the NDA government. Addressing a public rally at Ambala in Haryana today, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken for the welfare of farmers and women empowerment. He will address another rally at Gohana in Sonipat in a short while from now. The Prime Minister will also address an election rally at Gonda in the national capital at 6:30 p.m. today, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will kickstart the election campaign in Delhi from today. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said that prominent economists and financial firms worldwide have acknowledged the initiatives launched by the Modi government that have helped in lifting 25 crore people out of poverty over the past 10 years. He was speaking at a political rally in favour of party candidate in Basti district of Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Singh emphasised that the BJP has never played politics by misleading the public. Instead, it has always faced the people directly and honestly. He said that the perception of India has changed worldwide under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Jhansi today. He accused Congress and the INDI alliance of being a family-centric coalition, only thinking about the families. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav is scheduled to address political gathering at Shravasti, Faizabad, Sultanpur, Ambedkar Nagar today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is campaigning in Barabanki, while Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati is scheduled to address a public gathering in Basti. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of inciting people and dividing society through his election speeches. While addressing a press conference of the INDI alliance in Mumbai, Mr. Kharge alleged that the Mahayuti government in the state was formed on the basis of betrayal and conspiracy. Speaking at the press conference, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar said that BJP is floating false narratives like associating the INDI alliance with Pakistan to divert people's attention from relevant issues like unemployment. Addressing the media persons, Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray attacked the NDA and said they are defaming and cheating the state of Maharashtra. Delhi police today detained Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Vibhav Kumar in connection with the alleged assault on AAP MP Swati Maliwal. He has been brought to the Civil Lines Police Station in the national capital. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Vibhav Kumar alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Vibhav Kumar also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal, alleging that she has illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. India today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following the reports of mob violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister Jaishankar said the situation has been monitored and it is reportedly calm now. He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India and Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055-571-0041 for students. In badminton, India's Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have stormed into the men's doubles finals of the Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, Thailand this afternoon. The ace Indian shuttlers secured a decisive victory in the semi-final over the Taiwanese pair of MC Lu and Tang Kai Wei in straight games 21-11, 21-12. Shetty and Ranki Reddy will lock horns with Liu Yi of Taiwan and Chen Boyang of China in the final tomorrow. While in the women's doubles in the star duo of Tanisha Castro and Ashwini Ponnappa are set to play against R. Prajongjai and J. Kitharakul of Thailand this evening. The semi-final will be scheduled to start at 4:10 p.m. IST. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will take on Chennai Super Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.